Okay, anyway, thank you, everyone, and particularly thanks to devotees who came from abroad. And for everyone who's participating, I asked Krishnalila to come just on the basis of her past both communications experience, her more recent video experience, videoing, movie making experience. She's in touch with the American scene. Her husband's sort of a professional also in the movie business. Then Pinja Bihari is here because she's also got into film, or at least picture taking, and when she doesn't drop her camera, then she's available. Bhakti Devi's managing the Facebook aspect and other parts of sort of connected with my website. Gandharvika Prema is here because she's in charge of communications in Hungary, which was at one time Krishnalila's portfolio for a long time. And no one's there, right? Then Manoram Prabhu's here because he's good. He has an overview of Hungarian Yatra and scene. At the same time, he's sort of a neutral party, and he's been involved with my website. He's involved with the book production, and he's actually more or less over in charge of the book production, and also he's a good facilitator, and so someone to actually move things forward. Let's see how and what his role is in all of this. And Radha Damodar and Nimai Sundar, well, Radha Damodar was the one who started this idea off, and we did some impromptu ones, vlogs, and then Nimai got further involved in starting to do a website, a related and connected website, and then not only one, but multiple ones. Part of the purpose also being to push down the Ritvik rhetoric onto not the first page of Google and so on when they go on to Shivaram Swami. And then there's a whole strategy with that also to do with the archiving material and the archiving that's already going on. Manjari has also been related to and working on certain archiving. Prithvi is present because he's involved as more or less the face, the legal face, and also the political face of he's technically the head of the church here in Hungary. I'm sort of the spiritual leader, but he's everything else. And Shyam Bihari, he's the one who pulls the strings in the background to everything that's going on. But because he's also with me all the time, and so he sees things I thought would be helpful for him to be involved. Manjari is involved with the books as the Sanskrit editor, and she's also with archives. She also does backup to Nanda Gopa, who's unfortunately not going to be here, but then he sent some of his ideas, and he sent me a little background to where those ideas came from. And you know, or you don't know, okay, at least I know. And then I'm here. And when this also started to take off, it reminded me of, I don't know, I think maybe you may remember sometime when I have time to think rather than just react, which usually happens in India. Then I remember sending messages of how, although we don't want to build a personality cult in my preaching in Hungary, but nonetheless, ultimately, people look at a church and they wanna know who the religious head is. In years by, Krishna Lila used to like sort of move me around from here to there to there, and I felt I was doing that a lot more. So I was doing TV shows and meeting public figures and sort of more in the limelight. I don't know whether it was sort of just particularly, I don't know, with Navaraja Mahima that I sort of retreated and I stayed in a more of a retreat mode. But when this started to go out and then there's 200,000 hits, and which means I don't know how many people per hit view something, then it became, all right, if this is going to be public in the way that Radhanath Maharaj was developing a sort of public persona to ISKCON, rather than just that there's an institution and it has a GBC, but that in a way that people can more easily relate to, especially people now want to relate to persons, then for me, not sort of alarm bells, but felt the need that this just can't be, it can't be something that all of a sudden Radha Damodar starts connecting off to, and the Bhakti Devi saying, okay, does this go on? Does this go off? And where is it all going to? For me, ultimately, we need a strategy. And whereas I, you know, was the GBC of the UK at one time, now I'm not going to be the GBC even for Hungary, but my time in the UK is limited, maybe a month a year. I spend that much time there. I'm not going to become a globetrotter. I'm not traveling around the world to follow up on this. So what is at least this translate to, and even other things, even the podcast, which is in a way different vein. It's addressed to devotees. My books are for ISKCON only. This is something which is to a whole different audience. Then I'm still, in one sense, sort of the face of the church here, the society here in Hungary. How does all this connect together? And then I'm, or at least, well, right now I'm still the GBC. So I'm a GBC, I'm a sannyasi, I'm a monk, I'm talking about sort of religious principles or reacting to certain social issues, but at the same time I'm doing typical hardline preaching in Bhagavatam class here or on the blog. So somehow or another, all of this needs to be coordinated so that I'm not like a Jekyll and a Hyde, but I'm a one person that... Or am I one person, or is it multiple to different audiences? Somehow I need to bring all that together so that it translates into a communication strategy, because this is communication, and we're living in a digital world, or an information world, so it doesn't matter whether I'm in India or England or what language it is. Ultimately, unless it's the right message, it's going to end up on the ministry's table over here in Hungary, that this is what the Hare Krishnas are planning to do, their whatever it is that we're planning. And for me, my main focus remains Hungary in terms of sort of effect that we're preaching to the world. For me, is good. And somehow this it translates down in terms of my increased immobility or my decreased mobility needs to sort of translate down to, can I get people to come to New Rajadam and relate this type of preaching to making devotees, getting donors and supporters, and how will all that benefit our preaching here in Hungary? If it's of service to the UK, then that's great. To the greater ISKCON, I don't know whether it's going to be able to do anything, but if there's something good in Hungary and the UK, then it'll be of benefit to ISKCON, at least in terms of an asset. So how does it come together, and how does it come together in terms of a strategy? What tools we need? Who is actually going to be managing all this? I'm maxed out, so it's not going to be me. I can be part of a team. I am part of a team, and everyone here is maxed out. So that maybe the two of you aren't. But he is, and he is, and she is, and she definitely is. And, well, she just came back from India. And maxed out. She's still got some reserves. And how does that all work? What are the... Is there money involved in this? Nothing happens without money. At least at a certain point, there has to be finances. It's not that there are no finances available, possibly, but it's got to be a package to sell to the Hungarian Management Council. And it won't come from Sankirtan income. It would come from... Or if it's of preaching value and positive value... from the 1% income that comes, at least that's where it would come from, if it would come from anywhere. Unless there was such a thing as some kind of donors who really thought, yeah, this is something we want to buy into, and this is something we want to support. I don't know. But then, right now I'm busy finding donors for Radhe Shyam. I'm going to start looking for donors for something else. So there's a lot here. How far we get today? Monday, who's available Monday morning?
Sunday
was almost everyone. You're leaving it. And you're at 10. So it would be an early morning if we wanted to, considering what shape we're in after Rath Yatra, that Monday morning, if probably something very important for a couple of hours. And I think that's the most realistic thing. And you said you're not, right?
Monday.
Sunday.
Sunday,
sorry.
I made a vow to my daughter to take her to the island, but that could be, like, if it's early in the morning, I can come by 8.
Yes, no, if it was like between 8 to 10.
Between 8 to 10, that's fine.
So I would suggest that we target the day, and then, and if we really, and I mean, I'm available till whenever. So we could keep going until 7, and then see. And so we leave it in Manuram Prabhu's capable hands of how to sort of take things forward. Any questions just of the things that I mentioned before I sit down?
I have a question to you, Gurumaj, because before we create a strategy, it would be nice to know that how much time do you actually have for this? Because usually, you know, when I did all those programs for you, that the challenge was that, you know, you wanted to write books, you needed time to go to India. So then how much time can you dedicate to this type of preaching? That's one thing. The other thing is that when we come to branding, it would be nice to know that what is the thing that you feel the most compelled to do. Is there any topic? Is there any issue that you think that we should prioritize? So First, we need to understand where you stand in this before.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is part of this discussion or what. What was the first thing you asked?
How much time do you have to, how many persons a job at a time you can dedicate to this type of teaching?
Well, I don't know what it is yet, but my whole idea for getting out of GBC and convincing GBC is that this is I want to preach. I joined this movement not to become a manager, I joined it to become a preacher. So 45 years down the road, it would be good if whatever time I got left that I can do that, number one, spend more time with devotees, number two, is to be able to preach. And particularly to be able to use the relatively good, we've got a great outreach, we've got a very good communications department. We have, even with the current government, we still have good connections. So I want to be able to be able to preach. So how much of my time? Well, as Radha Krishna sort of takes over more, I don't know. I don't know what it requires, but I think increasingly more time.
But can you say like 1 day a week at least?
Yeah, I would expect that if we're talking about 20% of my time, definitely. Okay. I'm not doing, you know, the only time I ever disconnected from the world was with Navaraja Mahima, which I'm not doing. That's finished. My other writing doesn't have that history. I'm writing, I wrote today. You know, I just write when I have time, and that goes on, and then it ends up becoming a book. So that's, and I'm writing two books right now. So I can do that type of writing, and I have lots of experience with doing that. That won't interfere. And as I sort of get out, I foresee that if we got a, talking about a 5-year plan, that I'd be hoping that I'd be up to 50% within 5 years in terms of between whatever consulting I do in the Hungarian Yatra, on the GBC level, that I've got at least half my time for preaching and dealing with devotees. Now 20%. Well, I have less than 20% today, because nothing's decreased. So it's just plus. But what it is, then I need to see. It's not that I'm not preaching. I'm preaching. I have to. What I'm preaching is something else. What the branding, what the message, even I don't know if I can answer that. To the outside world, the message would be become a human being. Become a human being. And I think that sort of falls in line with my understanding of Varnashram. We don't need to package it as Varnashram, present it as Varnashram, but the idea is to get, is to communicate to the people how they should be clean, what cleanliness means, what forgiveness means, what austerity means, what living according to your needs is, rather than being an endless consumer or a non-end consumer, open-ended consumer. So that would be my, and of course that also needs to be the message to devotees, because the world is also in the same trap for the most part. But I think that will come across more there in terms of, and it's very much, you know, the message to devotees in New Rajadham, and the message, you know, everyone's in a well now, or everyone's getting the water from a well, that's a different message than the message to the people outside. Uh-huh. And then wedding those things is, it works, but it's different. And then, you know, our mission of spreading Krishna consciousness and what I'm telling people is a little different thing. That's different. That's very much different. It's that, you know, we don't care about the outside world in terms of their values, etc. And yet at the same time, what we tell the outside world is a different story. We don't start there. If someone wants to dig, look at videos and lectures and so on, they're going to find a lot of outrageous things. The outside world is going to find things that they can't digest from Shivaram Swami. So what do you do with that? I don't know. That's something that we need to discuss. Because now I'm trying to present a digestible message. But at the same time, the devotees can't live by the digestible message. They have to have a different message. So those are two things. Anything else? I should stop talking. And
I have a question. The talk would be for 2 days, meaning the outcome, you would be satisfied. So because there are so many topics, so many things going on. So just.
I'd really like to see that some of the conflict points that, for instance, we started this off with, that Bhakti Devi brought up, is resolved, that the communications department is sort of clear as to how all of this is going to fit in, or at least major department, that we've got an overall structure, or at least a team, that we start out, that we have a team who's communicating and functioning together, and how they're functioning in terms of Radha Damodar making these films and so on, and that all works with it fits into sort of the our overall plan, that Prithvi's also clear about how all of this is going to the direction. I think we're looking for direction rather than necessarily end result in all things. That would be too much to ask from today. But that everyone's satisfied with the direction and that they're getting sort of updates. And me too, I know where I'm going with all of this. And for me, that it's not, which was my concern, that we're not building parallel structures. I'm the last person to want to be in something that's sort of an alternative to the Hare Krishna movement here in Hungary, or ISKCON, or ISKCON UK, that it's integrated. How we integrate ISKCON UK, that's something else, but it would be something that probably at some time, probably when I come in January, then I would need to sit down. I don't even know if there's a communications department. I know the manor has a communications department, but I don't think ISKCON UK has a communications department anymore. So at least to sit down with the manor communication and see how this is all going to fit in, because I know they did a double somersault when I started lambasting J.K. Rowling's. And that didn't fit into the program. Something, anybody else? And then Bhakti Devi, you're satisfied with the direction?
Yes, but the direction, not at the moment, they don't have a question, definitely will.
Okay, yeah, I think a lot of things will come up here, and then I can answer those. And Manoram Prabhu, Hare Krishna.